Hey, it's Big Game James Liccardi alongside Jace Denman, and we have a really fun conversation that we're about to have with West Fargo High School Pocatana's dance team coach, Hillary Elin, as they won a national championship down in Orlando, Florida, in the high kicks with the dance team union. So, Hillary, congratulations on that, and hope you're doing well, but I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about your team.
Yeah, thank you. So our team is the varsity dance team at West Fargo High School, and we competed at the Dance Team Union National Championship this past weekend. We competed in high kick, jazz, and team performance categories, and we were lucky enough to take home first place in the high kick category, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that is tremendous. I'm really, so for myself, somebody who, you know, a little bit naive to all of this, I'm not super well educated. Can you walk us through and educate us just on, so you have the Pocatanas, the dance team, but you have the different events that you go through. I would imagine, you know, for somebody like myself, it's similar to what you have in track with a half a dozen different events or something of that sorts.
Yes. Yep, exactly. So like I mentioned, we compete at nationals in three different categories. The categories are broken up by, style of dance. So dance styles we compete in is jazz, high kick, and team performance. Team performance is kind of a mix of different styles all put into one routine. And then they also break it up into categories based on, like your age. So there's like high school varsity, there's, you know, JV, middle school, etc. And then beyond that, they also break it up into divisions based on how many dancers are on your team. So in high kick, the division that we won, they have a small high kick category, which is, I think, like 13 dancers or less. And then there's a large high kick category, which is more than 13, obviously. So we won the small varsity high kick division.
Now, how many schools are at nationals then at this particular event? I mean, are we talking 16 teams, or are we talking, you know, even more, 64 per division? How many teams per division in the high kick category were you guys competing against?
In our high kick division, there was 14 teams.
Okay, and then are there rules to be qualified for nationals, or is it just kind of fundraising with the parents to be able to go to this event, or do you have to qualify at some type of regional event or state event to be able to be qualified to go there?
Yep, you do not have to qualify, so anyone can go. But they do, you know, once you get there, they have like a preliminary round, a semifinals round, a finals round. So they kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, weed out teams that way. So we were lucky enough. We competed in the preliminary round, and they take the top one or two teams from each. In prelims, they split you into panels. So, you know, so it's not everybody competing against each other. They have a couple different sets of judges. And then they, so from each panel, they take like the top one or two teams, and they'll actually send you straight through to finals. So you don't have to compete in that semifinal round. And so we were lucky enough to get sent straight through to finals, and we knew that we were sitting in first place after the preliminary round.
Oh, wow.
So
now when it comes,
yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Are you guys doing just one routine that's judged by the judges, or do you have multiple routines? And if you do just have that one routine that you work on, how long are you guys working on said routine?
So our team has three different routines, and we competed all three kind of all season long, and we took all three to nationals as well. Our jazz routine, we made it to the semifinal round. With our team performance routine, we actually got fourth with that one, which is a pretty big accomplishment for the girls as well. And then kick, obviously, we took first place. And they're working on them all year. We have choreography like between August and October usually. So then they're spending you know, practices through mid-February working on these routines.
Now,
so it's a lot of time put into them.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something, at least in my demographic, when I grew up several years ago, we didn't have, you know, a dance team. And granted, my high school is too small for that anyway. But this is becoming more and more, you know, obviously physically demanding on the dancers. And obviously, if you've got the cheer competitions as well, which I'm not sure if West Fargo has a team that goes to nationals for a cheer competition, but it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of obviously choreography that you guys got to learn and obviously balance that with school and working out to be able to do all these moves. But my first question was going to be, who is in charge of coming up with the routines? Is it you and I would assume another coach that's on the coaching the team?
So we, myself and one of the other coaches did do choreography for, one of our routines, our team performance routine. But for the others, we fly in choreographers from wherever. The ones that did our kick routine are from Minnesota.
Okay.
So yeah, they didn't have to come too far, but they're wonderful. They're very talented. Yeah.
Now, when you talk about your student athletes on your squad, then what is the layout? Is this predominantly juniors and seniors heavy, or is this kind of for your 13 dancers? Is it just obviously the best 13 that are in high school at West Fargo?
Yep. The age range is on our team from eighth grade through seniors. So, and it's pretty evenly split throughout the grades. So, we have a really talented group of underclassmen with us, which we're really lucky to have.
Now, a lot of these young ladies have been doing this probably since, obviously, eighth grade or even back farther into middle school then?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, all of our seniors have all been on the team since eighth grade. All of our juniors have as well, so.
That is really cool. So, myself, with the sports background that I have, what I would be really curious about is where is the growth of this program went over, let's say, the last handful of years? You had mentioned the current seniors that were in it since eighth grade, and was this a team that you were trying to build momentum, trying to get confident? You were able to enter nationals at some point, and you've been building up to it. Is this a team where you had mentioned there are some really good underclassmen where you can continue to compete at a high level? Where has the trajectory been over the last handful of years of this? And of course, also just trying to gather for people like myself who are really uneducated about it and trying to build up that awareness for the sport.
Let's see. I guess humble brag. our team has been really, really talented for a number of years. So actually in 2005, which is when our head coach, Gretchen Joe, started coaching the team, was the first year that we brought home a national championship. Mm-hmm. They brought one home again in 2006. We have one from 2020 and then now 2025. So, you know, to me, to bring home four national championships in a span of 20 years is pretty significant. Our team has a bunch of, state championships as well. We're just really lucky in West Fargo to have a group of really, really talented dancers that work really hard. You know, they've upheld the legacy of our team for many, many years. So, you know, you always have some years that are better than others, but like in the grand scheme of things, our team has been, it's done very well for a long time.
Now, so when are our state championships held? Is that done already prior to you guys heading off to nationals then? And what time, of the year is
that? We're in mid-January.
Okay. And so how did you guys do at state this year?
We were the state champions in kick, and then we were the runner up in jazz and team performance.
Now, were there any other North Dakota schools that went to this national event then?
Williston High School was there.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We got to hang out with them a little bit down there, which was fun too.
All right. So you guys have won a state title this year. You've won a national title this year. What is next right now for the dance team? Is the dance team season done now, or do you guys have more exhibitions and things like that, or other competitions you'll be taking part of as we go forward and getting close to summertime?
We're done now. So the girls have a much deserved break. We will have tryouts this spring, probably in like a month or month and a half. And then they'll have the rest of the spring off. And we usually start practicing again for next year, right away when school is over at the beginning of June. So they work hard almost all year round. So some of them do sneak in a spring sport in the spring. So
there you go.